This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Thursday, August 8th. While a consolidated wheat market bounces back and forth in Wednesday trading, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
The U.S. dollar index was a little lower today, but it's still pretty high overall. It makes it really difficult for us to compete with the European Union and with Russia. Most of all that data is really pretty bearish for wheat, and it looks like there's going to be a lot more weakness ahead of the USDA report. That being said, when the market continues to move down so many days in a row, we know that we might have a little bit of a rebound, so we could see that. Now today, it actually happened. We were down almost 10 cents. The market clawed all the way back to unchanged, but it's still showing a lot of weakness even though we're able to move back. The volume has been relatively quiet, so that tells me that the market is really ripe for some big volatility, really coming into the last 2 days of this week before the big report on Monday.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 4.25 at 489 and 3/4. September corn was up 2.5 at 407. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 60. Even. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for August were down 0.25, ranging from 542 and 3/4 to 547 and 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for August were down 1, ranging from 596 to 601. Live cattle for August was up 47.5 cents at 107.80. August feeder cattle was down 42.5 cents at 139.42.5. And August class 3 milk was down 3 cents at 1754.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.